Hello all, and welcome to Peanut Pie. Hello all, and welcome back to Peanut Pie. It's been a while, but welcome back. I would like to give you a nice warm welcome, and here to do that with me, while discussing both the fifth and sixth finale episodes of the wonderful Disney Plus TV show that is Loki, is Will. Hi, how are you doing today at this very moment in time? But what is time?
That was a whole lot of questions at once. The first one, I think, was how are you doing, which is good. What was the next one? What is time?
Yeah.
I'll take a pass on that one. And the third one, maybe also a pass, because I forgot it.
The third one?
I don't know.
Oh, the third one that happened in the alternate timeline.
Yeah.
That one didn't happen in this timeline. I only asked you two questions in this timeline. In the multiverse, there was a third question that I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But
good.
Just gonna go ahead and say that. So, wow, what a couple of episodes. And can I just say one thing right off the bat that just surprised me about Loki?
Yeah.
Did Loki eat a cat? Did all Lokis eat a cat?
Hold up.
Because Alligator Loki is supposedly a Loki. Maybe he's not. If he's not a Loki, then I'm wrong. But if he is a Loki variant, and what Boastful Loki said is true, which I quote, actually this will not be the exact quote, but it goes something like this. At least my time violation was not eating the wrong neighbor's cat, which implies that there was a right neighbor's cat for a Loki to consume.
So, as much as I would love
and
to support
also
that
was
theory,
an alligator.
As much as I'd love to support that theory, I unfortunately think it might have been a joke. But yes, I think in some timelines.
But if it wasn't,
well, if you think about it, in some timelines, like where did Loki get his trickiness from? What's the most duplicitous animal? The cat. You can tell that we're dog people, but you know.
Actually, we might have a pet boxer turtle. Have I shared this?
Oh, yeah.
We might have one.
Yeah, I was learning about that. But just anyway, in terms of duplicitous animals, you have to give it to the cat. The cat's just sneaky all around. You can never hear it coming. It'll surprise you. It'll attack you. And isn't that just what Loki
dogs
is?
Are better.
So I wouldn't be surprised if Loki ate
Loki
a cat.
Not a cat. Or if
Loki ate a cat at one point. Or if Loki's spirit animal. I wouldn't be surprised.
That would take a lot of people, like all the Loki fans, like you'd lose a good half of them by saying that like some point in his life he'd eaten a cat. You know, like, you know, chopping a human's eye out, that's one thing. Eating a cat?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
Anyway, I think the episode was incredible.
We haven't talked about five.
Okay, five and six. Although I think most of our discussion should definitely rest on
six.
Episode six.
Just that long discussion between King the Conqueror.
Although episode five, we were watching something and it said that Episode 5 kind of, or I was watching something anyway, and it said that Episode 5 was kind of like their traditional third act for a Marvel show.
I think I saw that too.
And then,
we were watching the Disney Plus Making of Loki.
Yes.
Right.
That came out.
That
we
documentary.
Highly recommend that. It was incredible.
That's a really fun little show. I think it's called Marvel Studios Assembled. And they have one for WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and Loki. And it's like how they were made. And it goes through a lot of fun stuff. But yeah.
And the WandaVision ones and Falcon ones were good. I think I watched a little bit of those, but I don't know, this Loki one was by far my favorite.
Mm-hmm. So I think what you're talking about, I think they mentioned, like, episodes 5 and 6 were, like, the traditional third act of the film, 5, like, leading up to this big final fight, and then 6 just kind of took a step back from that. It's like, let's talk.
episode 5, you get the big reveal of Eliath, or in the big takedown of Eliath, and you get, you know, the increased confrontation between Renslayer and Wilson,
right?
With I don't want to say the wrong thing if it happens in Wilson. Episode 6.
Wilson. Yeah. Owen Wilson, Mobius. You know, it's, yeah.
You know, at this point, I think his name is synonymous with Mobius.
Or is Mobius synonymous with his name? Like, when you say Owen Wilson, are you thinking, like, oh yeah, of course, the guy who's in Loki? Because I feel like he's too big to just be the guy who's in Loki. I think Mobius is like, oh yeah, Owen Wilson.
If I say Wilson in this context, I definitely associate him with Mobius.
Right. But what if you're talking about Sam Wilson from The Falcon and the Winter Soldier? How would I know that, Will?
Hopefully, you would have watched the episode.
And realized that the Falcon did not make a
cameo. Although, now we have infinite Sam Wilsons. And we have infinite Owen Wilsons.
And we're going to have a season 2 of Loki, which made me very happy. It made me very happy. I can't wait for that. I really can't.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Anyway, one quarrel I do have with episode 5, the very end. Okay, I want to talk about what I loved about it first, because it was another incredible episode. Like 4, 5, and 6,
that was a beautiful trio.
All perfect episodes.
I would argue that 1, 2, and 3 are also perfect episodes. Not everyone was a huge fan of 3, but I don't care.
Oh, no.
I love this whole show. I loved every show, and Marvel, take my money.
I think episode 3 is huge. I think I talked about this earlier, but the importance of the love connection that was made in episode 3 was absolutely huge. So I like that episode too. But yeah, 5, how Richard E. Grant portrayed classic Loki.
Yes.
It was just so good. And it was good to see like how OP Loki actually can be.
Right.
Because he actually just forms the entirety of Asgard.
Was that Asgard?
It was definitely, yeah.
It looked like the city of Oz from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, well, that's funny because he did kind of look like he could be the man behind the curtain. And we did get a man behind the curtain. There was lots of Wizard of Oz parallels.
Kang the Conqueror. Oh my gosh, the Miss Minutes jump scare in episode 6.
Okay, we jump into episode 6 now?
No,
are you still?
I'm sorry, I cut you off. Hold that thought.
Give us your thoughts on favorite things about episode 5.
It was a great episode. I love seeing the little frog Thor try and jump at Mjolnir in a little glass jar as they kind of like pan down. That was a really funny Easter egg. And there was just filled of ether eggs. Yeah, reality stone eggs.
Ether eggs.
But
oh, we should call them that.
That'd be fun. Like for Marvel Easter eggs or ether eggs.
Yeah. They're definitely
Why is that
ether
not
eggs.
A thing yet?
Because they're in the Marvel reality. Right? Like it makes sense with that stone too.
Ooh.
Like it would make less sense with any other stone, except maybe like no, it would make less sense with any other stone. But just don't call them. Oh, yeah.
I like that. So there were a lot of fun ether eggs, and I loved, like you, Richard E. Grant's Loki. And Owen Wilson wasn't dead, which, while I felt was a little bit of a cheap move, it was already in the trailers, and I don't think it took any emotion away from episode 4. And also, Owen Wilson can't leave the MCU just yet because he's such a good actor, and I would have been sad if that was the end of him.
Oh, yeah. There's no way they would have taken him down that quickly. So,
and it doesn't look like he's going to get taken down forever at all because there's a season 2. Anyways.
There's a season 2. And now there's also infinite Mobiuses to pull from. Like, that's the other thing.
And infinite everyone's to pull from.
So,
I feel
yeah.
like I should
so
mention
just,
that.
I think we should hop to episode 6 just
because
that's like.
Thank you. I really. That's where my mind was while I was talking about episode 5. It's just like. What are Easter eggs? Episode 5? Yeah, there were Easter eggs.
All right. Thoughts on episode 6?
Wow. I was expecting Kang the Conqueror. Like, that was my most probable one. And even though it was Kang the Conqueror, I was still shocked. Like, I was still like, wow, this is cool. Jonathan Majors. He just did so well in episode 6. Like, it wasn't even funny. What a good performance he had.
No, it was very funny.
It was. You're right. It was a very funny performance. And it wasn't even funny how funny his performance was. But, like, oh, he was so, like, sinister. I think he might be one of my favorite Marvel villains, and he hasn't even done much at all yet. He was just like, here's the deal. I don't care what happens right now. That's how much power I have. Like, you can kill me, and I am fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I can't die. Like, there is no way you can eliminate me, because there will always be another one of me. Now, I'm sure there'll be some, like, multiverse wipe of Kang or when he's finally defeated, but who knows?
That'd be crazy if they just, like, they got a Control-All-Kang button.
Yeah.
Or a Control-Alt-Delete button, but with just every Kang in it.
Hmm.
And every Kang just kind of disappeared. Yeah, I'm wondering how that will happen, because it is hard to get rid of an infinite amount of something.
Right.
That's why they call it infinity.
Although maybe, because since the Kang shared their knowledge with one another, if you kill the Kang who came up with a signature piece of knowledge, then the TVA, like, then the Kangs just never would have gotten to...
No, but time. I think, remember when Kang's explaining...
Oh, because there's an infinite amount, there'll always be another one, dang it, no!
No, he said that they all discovered the different universes at the same time.
Right, but I'm pretty sure once he said they'd met each other, they shared their, like, ideas and different, like, other things they discovered.
Yeah.
And if any of those would help stopping the TVA, or at least change the acronym to, like, TLA, Time... I don't even know what I was going... I don't even know why I added an
Time, Leisure, Agency.
Time and Leisure Agency.
Time and Leisure.
Sure.
I mean, that's all that Kang's had for the past forever is time and leisure.
I guess he's got to have some conversations with his AI Miss Minutes.
Yeah.
That jump scare, it's still giving me chills, Will.
Yeah.
I just, like, saw him walk in there, and it's like, I'm ready for the big Kang reveal. It's like, hey y'all.
Yeah.
He's like, ah,
it was the southern accent too.
Right.
I think
I don't
it
know
was
why
just
that
so weird. Well, it's because, like, it's the last place you'd expect to see Miss Minutes, because she's like the face of the bureaucracy.
Right.
But this castle seems so far
from her,
from a bureaucracy.
And that also made me think, oh, was Miss Minutes the man behind the curtain the whole time? Therefore, and then when she explained there was another man behind the curtain, it was like, oh. Like, it was, like, a little fake out for, like, 1 second. And it's like, oh, that was a fake out. Hey, there is another person. Is it another version of Loki? Is it, you know, is it actually Ms. Minutes? Is it Kang the Conqueror?
Kang the Thang.
Which it was.
Kang the Dang Thang. Ooh, Jinx, ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You owe me a Sprite.
Wasn't it a lemonade? I feel like, I don't even know
if
that's how.
It can be anything you want.
Oh, okay.
It probably has to be, like...
I was thinking about the other day. Is that something that, like, a lot of people do?
Yeah,
like I know the Jinx thing, but, like, the 1 through 10?
They might not count to 10.
All right. Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts? Because we are, you know, running over on time because we don't want to spend too much time. We have other stuff we got to do today. But, and I really want to get to our segment. Our favorite segment here on Peanut Pie TVSTs. The unscientific method.
The unscientific method.
I might put, like, a little Loki unscientific method compilation together.
It's that
like
would
all
be so
the unscientific
cool.
methods. That'd be fine. But
and I think what we need to do is we have this.
What if they're listening to the compilation right now and me talking about me making a compilation, like, you know, 5/6 of the way through the compilation?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be fun.
But I think what we need to do is leave this game in. And then when What If comes out, we make a second game, and we just keep gradually adding games on.
Wait, how are we going to do a...
If you have any fun game ideas
for
the podcast...
Hold on, how are we
going
to do an unscientific method for What If? A show that each episode is about a different reality. Are they about different realities? Because I'm pretty sure you see, which is just like one reality with a bunch of different things. Or is it different realities that come together at the end? Because like at the Avengers shot, when it like rotates between... The Avengers shot that we know from, like, the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And, like, that alternate version. It has not only, like, Guardians of the Galaxy Star Lord T'Challa, but it has like Captain Britain, Peggy, like all these characters are going to have their own episodes working together. It's like its own sweet little cinematic universe.
Yeah, we'll definitely figure out a way to do it.
But we also want to add a new segment. Game. Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually, all of our TVSTs, like we won't even talk about the episodes, but one of our segments will have to do with the episode or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm hyped.
Ready for the segment? So how about you do your unscientific method?
Oh, well, can I get to the intro for unscientific method? It's very fun.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. No, oh, not the intro, but I just like introduce the segment itself. It's
okay, yes, go for it.
So now we're about to do a segment called the unscientific method, where I and the other person, the TVSD, in this case Will, I give them a theory, and they give me a theory, and the theory has no evidence, no anything, it's just a statement. Last week, Will told me that there's a character somewhere in Loki that's a Skrull, and I told him that there's a character somewhere in Black Widow that's a Loki. Then, over the past couple of weeks, we've thought about it a little bit, or mostly just like the past, you know, we thought about it like 10 minutes ago. But now I'm going to have to tell him what character in Loki is a Skrull and why. He's going to have to tell me what character in Black Widow is a Loki and why. And all that and more right after that 1 second break. And now another break. Hello all, we're back. That break was much longer than we expected. Days longer than we expected, but we are back. This will probably come out a different Monday, which is actually the Monday you're listening to this, or at least sometime like that. Anyways, Will, excited to do this segment. Do you want to go first? Should I go first?
You go first. You tell me all about
the Loki character that is a Skrull.
The Loki character that is a Skrull.
So, I have to say, Will, the Loki finale left me with a lot of questions, which one of these questions was, what's the deal with Ravonna Renslayer? Where'd she go? What was in the file Miss Minutes gave her? I'm so confused. What the heck is going on with this tricky lady? Well, she's a Skrull. That is what's going on with this tricky lady. And you want some proof?
Okay.
Aside from her just overall deceptionness and how easily she could just totally be a Skrull, in my opinion. Let's think about this. Renslayer. That is the name of this character. The name starts with an R, right?
Okay.
I want you to give me the first country that comes to your mind that starts with an R.
Rwanda.
Another one. Think big.
Okay.
You know what it is. Well, just say it, please.
Romania.
Bigger. The biggest country in the world, Will. I think.
Oh, no. Actually,
maybe it's not. Will, you know what it is. Will, just say it.
Republic of Dominican.
Think of another country that starts with an R, Will.
Oh, Dominican Republic.
Well, I know we saw it in the Heights, but no.
Oh, no. Not Rushmore. Russia. Russia.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Russia. Now, Russia. We have Russia, and we have Renslayer. You're wondering how these things connect.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you how. Because this is how I would describe Renslayer. She is but a peasant, but a pawn in this game being run by the Time Master. So she's not like some king or anything. But she's a peasant, and she's a richer peasant. She has more control and authority. And there's a word for that in Russia. A word called let Google say it. Google probably knows how to say it.
Kulak.
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 And this is a peasant in Russia, wealthy enough to own a farm and hire labor. So this is technically how I would describe Renslayer in terms of the TVA. She is a kulak. So we have Renslayer, a kulak. And if you look at the spelling, R, like of Renslayer and kulak, RenslayerKulak.
Okay.
Well, if you scramble those letters, you will get the word Skrull.
Wait, what happened to the rest of the anagram, though?
The rest of the anagram is the Skrull's name.
Oh.
So just so everybody is clarified here, Ravona Renslayer is actually Skrull and a Yurok. Just let me get the spelling correct. Enayyrak.
She's not in my rock. She's in a Yurok.
Anayurok. Yes.
She's a Nayurok. She's a neither rock.
So I think that's all the evidence we need. I worked long and hard on this one.
Wow.
I did some research into Russia and found a word that means Skrull. And quite frankly, if she's not a Skrull, I would be disappointed because I provided 100% complete evidence. That was fun. Give me yours, Will.
Henry, this might be the first week that mine actually makes more sense than yours.
Oh, my.
That makes me very excited. Okay, not that yours made a lack of sense. Yours was completely coherent.
Thank you. So tell me, which character in the Black Widow film was actually a Loki variant? Or maybe not even a variant, just Loki.
Well, I can tell you which one is a Loki variant. And actually, when you look, it's so, so obvious. It's actually kind of cool. Like, I didn't have any acronyms for today because there was enough evidence just like otherwise.
No, okay. At least I had the, what do you call that? The anagram? I don't think that's what you call it.
Yeah, I think
word scramble.
Yeah, it's called an anagram.
Sweet.
Yeah, you had the anagram for today. Okay, but here is why. In Black Widow, Yelena is a Loki. Now, think about it. If we're going to go there, first off, she's very good at escaping, just like Loki. She escaped the Red Room. She got the antidote. She's very slick. She's very sly. You never know what she's up to. So she's already has a baseline Loki-ness that we can all appreciate. On top of that, if we broaden it out to her family, we can see that not only is she Loki, but her entire family is somewhat a replica of the family of Asgard. Now, whether they're the family of Asgard or not is still up for debate. But even if not, her family very much resembles the family of Asgard, where she fits in perfectly as a Loki. You have Scarlet Witch. Scarlett Johansson.
As Black Widow.
As Black Widow.
Or Natasha Romanoff.
Or Natasha Romanoff, who is the older, more successful, much more known sibling, fulfilling the Thor role to Yelena's Loki. She's also much more...
She's adopted.
Yeah,
both of them are.
Both of them are, but yeah. Also, Black Widow in the movie is a poser. And Thor is way much more of a poser and an attention seeker than Loki.
That is true.
Just like Black Widow is. Now, if we take a look at Red Guardian, is he not Odin? Now, they fill the...
I mean, not they, really.
They fulfill, you know, the big roles of kind of leading their society. Like, during the Red Guardian's time, he was a very big member of society. And just
he
the same
led the
as
Soviet
Odin.
Union.
Yeah. I will say that the resemblance does kind of trail off when it comes to mothers.
Frigga.
Because Frigga and Yelena's mom, I forget her name right now, they're not that similar, but the family structure just very much either it's the entire Asgard family in disguise, the entire, I guess, Odin Shield.
No, because the Asgard family moved after Thor Dark World and Red Guardian remarried because Frigga was dead.
Yeah, but more likely she's just trying, Loki in Yelena's body is just trying to replicate her family.
Right.
Now, a couple other things. When she has when they're infiltrating the Red Room and Yelena gets captured and her mom is on comms, guess what weapon her mom gave her? No more than Loki's infamous knife.
Dagger knife.
Dagger knife.
Yeah, exactly. A 2-inch blade. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
So it's just like they have the same kind of fighting style. They use the same weapons. They're kind of underthought of. You know, their sibling gets much more attention. It's honestly an incredible parallel to Loki that can just not be ignored. And I'm sure if I could actually go back and watch the movie, I would find other evidence. But we've watched it in the theaters and we actually haven't gotten it on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. So if anyone else has any more reasoning as to why Yelena is Loki,
please feel free to share it with us at thepeanutpieguy@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or if you have literally anything to say, if you want to type the letter T or Y or U or I or O or P or A or S or D or F or G or H or you get the point. Just send it to us.
T-I-orps.
I was just reading them off of the keyboard. Oh,
I thought you were spelling a letter. I was like, I thought you were spelling a word. And I was like, T-I-orps.
T-I-U-pasta.
Anyway, our lack of focus brings this episode to a hearty conclusion.
Nope, after the outro. And also, we're not giving each other theories today because this was the last episode of Loki. But hopefully we'll do this again for Hawkeye, actually. Well, if you are willing to do that while you're at college, but if you don't, I understand completely because you are at college and I wouldn't want to do that if I were you.
Shout out to the podcast. I leave for college in 3 weeks, so my participation, unfortunately, won't come to an end. I'll still definitely try and do as many as I can, but it will probably come to a decrease.
A decrease.
Although, What If starts in August, and we can definitely do the first few episodes of that.
That'd be fun. But outro time. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Peanut Pie. You can send us an email at thepeanutpieguy@gmail.com. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and we will send you a Funko Pop of Moonwind from Seoul if you live in the U.S. Will, any final noises?
Wow, new world record. You did your outro in 20 seconds. Congrats.
It was actually 15.